Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Clark from the Center for Weight Loss Success, and this is an episode of Doc Weight Loss. Today, I got a guest on here with me. We're going to discuss protein a little bit, and we have Kat Keller, who's the manager at the nutritional store here at the Center for Weight Loss Success. And when we talk with patients, they're coming in the store all the time, they're coming in the office all the time. They have all kinds of different questions on protein. So we're going to talk a little bit about protein. And Kat, do you have any kind of introduction or what you want to say or what you're thinking about saying here as far as lobbing some of these questions out there for us to talk about?
Yes, I get a lot of questions, Dr. Clark, and one of the most important questions that people ask is, how do protein supplements fit into a healthy diet?
All right, you know, protein supplements, we get these questions all the time about all the different protein supplements. When we talk about diet, I usually like to talk about a core of a diet plan. And the core of a diet plan, just a review for everybody, good hydration, water's best, as well as good protein sources, which actually the best protein sources come from food, meat, seafood, cheese, and egg. And then finally, colorful vegetable salad stuff. That's the core of the eating plan. But, okay, protein supplements can actually be extremely helpful for a couple of reasons. One is just, gee, if you've recently had surgery, you can't really tolerate very much and you need to get your protein in. But another reason is that just when we're starting on a fairly aggressive weight loss plan, or really any weight loss plan, the protein itself is so important, which I won't discuss it right now, but it's extremely important, so you have to get in a certain amount. And there's lots of studies out there that actually reveal that using protein supplements, you're going to lose more weight. Okay, and obviously that's what we're trying to do in a weight loss plan is lose more weight. But okay, how do we fit this in then? Okay, again, if you can tolerate good protein from food, great, that's probably one of the best ways. But there's work involved with doing that. You've got to purchase the food, cook the food, get it ready, make sure it's prepared. You got to measure it, try to figure out all these different things. Using a protein supplement then can make it one a little bit easier just to get all that prepared, as well as potentially can save money. There can be a significant cost savings there too. But one of the best ways to use protein supplements is actually using them as a breakfast or as a filler or around workouts. Breakfast is a great time to use a protein supplement because it's a good way to get your day started. It sets the tone for the day. You get your good protein start there, and it's easy. I mean, I use a protein supplement literally every day. Okay. I don't, obviously, I didn't just have surgery, and I can use whatever I want to, but a protein supplement is a great way to start the day. It's easy, it's quick, I mix it, I go, and you know, I'm heading to the hospital first thing in the morning or the office first thing in the morning. It takes me 2 minutes to get my protein shake ready, and then I walk out the door, and I'm having breakfast on my way. Okay, I'm multitasking. All right, having breakfast on the way. So kind of you can fit it in lots of different ways, and I don't know, hopefully that helped with some of those questions, and yeah. I know we get plenty more.
So I just had one more question concerning protein supplements, and that's perfect, because people will ask me, Kat, should I do casein protein in the morning, should I do whey protein, and how will that affect my day, and will it improve my workouts?
Right. Good questions, and unfortunately it's not a really straightforward answer here. I'm going to give you a couple of different answers here that hopefully will hit most of the important points. Casein protein, whey protein are some of the two best proteins out there. Casein comes from dairy. It's basically the cheese part of cheese making. Whey comes from dairy. It's the whey part of curds and whey, so it's the byproduct of cheese making. So whey products typically are a little less expensive, okay, and they're easier to find. Okay, it's used in all kinds of different protein products out there. So the great thing really about whey products is whey is very easily absorbed. So if it's very easily absorbed, that's good and potentially bad. Okay, good in that, okay, it's very easily absorbed, your body can start using it immediately. Okay. it doesn't tend to keep us full as long. So that's kind of the bad part of the whey protein is a lot of times people find that, gee, it's not quite as satisfying. And I don't stay full quite as long when I use whey protein products. So whey protein products are great. They're easily absorbed. They're especially good around a workout because that's when you want it very quickly absorbed. Around a workout, your body is tuned to use that protein, build more muscle. So that's a great time to use it. Now, as a meal replacement though, whey protein often doesn't work quite as well, or we don't find it quite as satisfying. I don't want to say it doesn't work as well. We don't find it as satisfying. Casein protein, again, also made from dairy. It comes more from the cheese part of the dairy, but it's broken down very slowly. If you use a protein supplement that is made from casein protein, it typically, and you mix it and you set it aside for a few minutes, you'll find that, gee, it kind of gels. And it's like this, you get this kind of, mass of stuff in there almost. So sometimes you even have to go back and add a little more water to it. It's because the casein protein actually does gel somewhat. And that's what happens actually in your body, in your stomach, in your intestinal tract. Is that it'll somewhat gel, so it's broken down very slowly. So it's absorbed very slowly. It's absorbed very well. Both of the proteins, whey and casein, kind of are great for muscle building. Okay, but casein is absorbed. It's broken down slowly, absorbed slowly, so it tends to be more satisfying. It tends to keep us full, satisfied for a longer period of time. So often, especially in a weight loss plan. That's what you want, is to have something that's relatively small calorie amount, good protein source, but actually then keeps you full for and satisfied for an extended period of time so that you're not feeling like, hey, I'm missing something in between meals. Kind of a long-winded answer there for a relatively straightforward, but it isn't quite as straightforward. There's an art to getting protein in. It's not quite as simple as just say a number. And sometimes we try to make it just a number, and it isn't as simple as just a number, but I realize we sometimes harp on that. All right. What else?
Thank you. Well, I think that was one of the main questions that I get in the store is the difference between casein and whey and how to use it in according to meal replacements and working out. And then one of the other things that people really like about the products that we have in the store are the fact that they can buy protein juices that they can use during your workouts. And like you said, those are mainly whey juices that are good for easier absorption on a faster basis. So I think that was pretty much mainly the questions I get about protein in the store.
All right. Well, very good. Obviously, we have a lot of different products in the store. And Kat, people are coming in all the time. They have lots of different questions about kind of how best to use the store. What are the benefits? So I'm going to throw a couple questions at you then. Kind of, what are some of the benefits of actually coming in and using the nutritional store? We specialize, as you know, we specialize in kind of weight loss products. Okay, it's not all, we have a lot of vitamin and mineral things too. It's not all just the protein things, but okay, what are some of the benefits of just coming in here, seeing you, talking to both you and Tina, and getting the feel of that?
Well, for the most important thing I think about our store is the fact that our products are very high quality. They have been vetted by you for their ingredients and their content, so we feel very confident that we are providing the best protein that's out there. And also, we really like the fact that we have very convenient hours for people to shop. We're open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m., and then we're also open on Saturday, 9 to 2. We have a wonderfully engaged social network within our nutritional store. We actually like to call it our rewards club. So we do give out a lot of discounts and savings to our regular shoppers and our members of our rewards program. We give money back in your account when you shop. We also have a text message club. We give out a $50 gift card every month to individuals who like to receive our texts and want to be first in line for all of our sales and our special deals. So it's a lot of fun being a part of our store. We do a lot of sales once a month. We have a wonderful rewards card party, and we make special food for the party. We have lots of samples out so people can try before they buy. And we also sell a lot of things on an individual basis, so you can try something, just one item, before to see if you like it. Because let's face it, all of us have different tastes when it comes to protein, and we've certainly all sampled some protein that we were not very fond of. So we give you the opportunity to taste things and try things and know what you like before you buy something. And also, we're always looking for new things too. So as new things come on the market and new products like stevia-based products are getting more popular now, and actually the flavor's getting pretty good on the stevia products, we try to bring those in. We have gluten-free products in our store as well, because a lot of people are sensitive to gluten, or maybe they just feel they want to get wheat out of their diet. We also have a lot of aspartame-free things too. So we really like the fact that we can provide a really good product at a really good value. So please come in our store. Check it out if you haven't been in here. Get involved in our program. Dr. Clark usually comes. You always come in, usually on our rewards card party sales once a month. So you can get some questions answered and get a little FaceTime with you as well. So we'd love to see you. We'd love to have you come in and ask questions. We're more than happy to help you with anything you may want to know. Thanks, Dr. Clark.
All right. Well, thank you, Kat. I appreciate your time. One thing I just want to throw out there too, and I alluded to this earlier, people often, you know, are somewhat concerned about the price of using meal replacement shakes and that, and they're also, oh gee, they're expensive. But reality is, when you actually line it up side by side between buying, you know, what it costs to feed yourself and then using meal replacements, actually it's more cost effective to use the meal replacements. And although people sometimes look at any one box of something and say, gee, that seems to cost a lot, but actually if you're eating out one time, one meal of the day or something, you're spending a lot more on that. So it actually can be extremely cost effective. All right, well, we're going to wind this down, and we really appreciate you listening. If you would like more information, we would encourage you, go to our website, which is Losing Weight USA. And it's, the website is losingweightusa.com. We'll get you more information as well as the podcast here, but you can also get the access to me in a free webinar every single Tuesday. Tuesday, we do it at 6 o'clock, a webinar. It's live. You can interact, ask questions. We have different topics going on every single week, as well as part of that is, as part of our Losing Weight USA program, is kind of, you get tips handout every single week, as well as recipes, which we often also have in the store too. So there are lots of different ways to interact here. So I'm going to wind this up. Thank you all for listening. This is Dr. Clark signing off for Doc Weight Loss. You take care. Have a good day.